solve that problem by pricing its various models on the basis of how many miles they could be expected to last, rather than their engineering complexity. This highlighted the advantage of those innovations for customers and taught them a new way to compare offerings that was perfectly aligned with the company's value proposition. We begin with the idea of revisiting pricing structure because it is so often neglected. When managers worry about pricing, they typically focus on determining the optimal price point for a given product. Drawing on market testing or research techniques ranging from simple surveys to full-scale conjoint analyses, they work diligently to discover just how much demand would be generated at different prices under different support conditions, for example, with or without advertising or merchandising budgets, and from which customer segments. Meanwhile, they failed to examine the larger framework in which such questions reside. Yet the benefits of restructuring pricing to align with value have been proved many times. In the world of industrial explosives, Orica escaped commoditization with broken rock pricing that charged customers according to the fragmentation of the rocks extracted rather than the amount of explosives spent. General Electric changed its airline engine pricing to deliver power by the hour. Embrex, now Pfizer Poultry Health, offered poultry breeders inoculations by the egg, aligning pricing with the value